Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Morning After.
With the news in your mouth.
It's Chrissy Bones. NFL football big Thanksgiving Day lineup and a all of a sudden meaningful 4:30 p.m. Eastern time game.
They're all meaningful games tomorrow.
How about them Cowboys?
Bears at the Lions, 12:30 on CBS. Chicago -3. Redskins at those Cowboys, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Dallas -7.5. Falcons and Saints now a crazy over-under of 60, 8:20 p.m.
I like how you add NBC. The networks. It's good stuff. I like that.
On NBC at
just letting Michelle
8:20
know.
8:20 p.m. New Orleans -13, Gabe.
You know what's funny, though?
Number.
Everybody, yeah, the Falcons, I'm telling you, man. It's an underdog series. It's one of the closest rivalries in the NFL, and it has been for the last 20 years or so. But so much talk about the total of 63 the other night in the Ram game. Here we have a 60. This is, you know, welcome to the new NFL. Yeah, defense wins championships. Not anymore.
And Colt McCoy, of course, getting the start for the Redskins with the injured Alex Smith. And in the NBA, a couple of odd moves. J.R. Smith and the Cavs as LeBron James comes back to Cleveland tonight.
That's the first time that J.R. Smith and Odd have ever been said in the same sentence.
They got J.R. out of there just in time out of Cleveland before LeBron gets there tonight. Cavs now working on a trade after an amicable breakup with J.R. No longer active with the team. Two sides exploring his trade market value at this point. And, of course, J.R. refusing the buyout. Cavs are a league worst 2-13. 76ers guard Markelle Fultz sitting out all team practices and games until he receives an evaluation on his shoulder from a non-team specialist Monday. This at the request of his agent. /attorney, Sixers head coach Brett Brown said about the move.
Agent/attorney?
Did catch me off guard.
/drug dealer. Keep aware. Hey, you know what should be in the update? New York Yankees are internally discussing signing Bryce Harper and trying to convince him to play first base.
Good job by New York Yankees. You got to go get that big bat.
Yankees ain't playing around.
No, of course
but
not.
I'll tell you what,
Why would they? They
don't need Bryce Harper and they don't need Manny Machado. They need pitching.
They need to be
more
saddled
pitching,
with another
$400 million
on the books for
pitching.
The next decade. Last night in the NBA, Raptors got by the Magic 93-91. Danny Green, winner with half a second left.
They didn't cover. Huh? Raptors didn't cover.
Wizards beat the Clippers. How'd that happen? The
unbelievable
dumpster fire
comeback.
That is Washington beat the Clippers 125-118. John Wall with 30. Nets over the Heat 104-92.
I'd like to think that right now the Wizards are yelling at each other.
They probably are. Why do we win?
Yeah, and don't forget, their big throwdown last time came at the practice after a 2-game win streak.
Yes. That's
so, like, winning a game, guys. These guys have won a playoff series together and still hate each other. Like, it's not like it's gonna reverse its course or anything like that. You know what guy we didn't talk about yesterday in that room, too? Is Morris. He's a nut job.
Oh, he's
dude.
A nut. Him and his brother.
Him for real. Like,
yeah.
If he gets, like, I'm surprised. He's just in the corner.
Yeah.
He's that silent guy, Corey.
No, he's a nut.
If he
snaps,
it's going to get ugly.
You're right. He's a
like,
nut.
People, he'll start dropping. They'll be going down like Drake fans at a Pusha T concert in Toronto.
And shockingly, Corey, your Knicks lost 118-114.
I'm a dub fan.
It's
Trailblazers.
What are you talking about?
Trailblazers.
Game went over the number. I had the over.
Like nice. We were talking about in golf, it's pay-per-view fight week in golf. Tiger Woods
excuse
and
me
Phil
while
Mickelson
I puke.
Get it on Friday on pay-per-view for $19.99. You can watch two rich golf legends slug it out with someone else's money.
I keep
from
waiting
Shadow
for
Creek
them to say
Vegas.
That they're giving it to charity, but they're really not.
No, they're giving
they're
it to
keeping
their own
the money.
Self. Yeah.
Phil did say something about that. From Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, it's Capital One's The Match worth $9 million. Tiger and Phil, like Gabe said, have already bet $200,000 on the first hole. While talking trash yesterday in the presser, the bet is can Phil birdie the par four first. Phil did add that 6 to 7 figures worth of side action will be their own money and will be going to charity.
Oh, okay. Oh wow. Yeah. You give a couple $100,000 to charity.
This is my favorite part. Tiger asked about the odds that have him around -200 in the match, simply replied, as it should be.
Real nice, Tiger.
College football rivalry weekend. Three matchups that could affect the college football playoff rankings. Number 4, Michigan. At number 10, Ohio State. Michigan -4.5. Oklahoma, number 6, travels to number 13, West Virginia. Oklahoma Sooners -2.5. And number 8, Washington State in the Apple Cup with number 16, Washington. Washington
you know
State
how much,
-2.5.
You know what Tiger Woods' net worth is?
$25 million.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
After the divorce or before?
No, now.
Oh, now? Today?
A billion.
$225 million?
$740 million.
That's without crazy. The divorce, he's at a million.
So you know what? We're really pulling for you, Tiger, because I know your Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to suck if you don't win another $9 million you can pay off to your lawyers to pay off the million bimbos you've banged.
Rivalry weekend, college football. The Buckeyes win. They'll jump in the rankings, of course, at least above LSU, but probably not past Georgia and Oklahoma. Michigan wins. They face Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. Would a top 10 road win push Oklahoma past Georgia? Washington State also hasn't defeated Washington since 2012.
No, it won't push them past.
No, uh-uh.
Notre Dame, number 3, is guaranteed a college football playoff spot with a win on Saturday. Irish 10.5-point favorites against USC.
Guaranteed is strong.
No, they are guaranteed because
if they win.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're evil and Notre Dame and the world is twisted. They have a deal in which if they're ranked in the top 5 of the AP poll or whatever, they're in.
Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame will be 12-0 if they all win.
I'm telling you, I'll read you the contract. Notre Dame have a deal, Corey, where if they're within the top 7, they're in the playoffs. I'm telling you, it's like some fine print crazy-ass stuff.
Crazy.
And college basketball, huge game this afternoon on ESPN at 5 o'clock. The number 1 Duke Blue Devils against number 3 Gonzaga. The Maui Invitational title game coming up this afternoon.
What's Duke laying in that?
We'll get you the point spreads on the other side.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, the morning after continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. If you're just joining us, you know what? You've missed us discussing the
Sizzler.
The fast food scene in America right now.
Yes.
The fried chicken scene.
Zion Williamson's weight.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it all started. Yeah, it's funny. We started talking about R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, and somehow it evolved into he's fat, and then it evolved into what's good fried chicken.
That was a good one.
We got a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything on this show. All right, so we're going to talk. We're talking college football. Let's get into the NFL a little bit. We'll go over the point spreads. I want to find this. If someone can, someone in the pit, can we get somebody to do this?
Probably not.
Because I can't. Yeah, exactly.
Probably
I don't
not.
Even know I'm talking to them right now.
Yeah.
Help!
No. Help us! The Klan is coming to get me.
That's funny because there's 5 guys down here working really hard. But keep going.
All right. So yeah, we need to
now,
know.
Now they're playing the sympathy card.
Now they're all offended. Listen, I'm not going to dispute that some of you are working hard in there. Yet I'm also, like, you guys, Corey, they act like we've never been in that room before with them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just asking for what you want at this point. What do you need?
When you're working hard, are you guys discussing, like, Michelle Serpico's, like...
Well, her necklace is backwards, and all of us want to fix it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're discussing Michelle Serpico's, like, neckline here, and...
Well, you did tell me my necklace was on backwards, so maybe they are.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're the only one they pay attention to.
What do you need?
We need to find out the contract of Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a guarantee that they get into the playoffs if what? Like, there's basically a deal. If they're ranked in the top 6 in the AP poll, they're in. I think if they're undefeated, I think that was the thing. If they're undefeated, they're automatically in.
I got to see and check that out.
No, it's actually a cost.
How does Notre Dame get a deal like that?
Because they're the only team, dude. They get away. They don't have a conference, Corey.
Yeah, you're right.
If they play in the ACC, they're like, yeah, we'll play in the ACC, but we're not going to be part of your conference because we keep all the money on TV on NBC.
Notre Dame is too
powerful.
They're
the only team to get away with this.
They're too powerful.
They're like the church or something. They just do what they want. The morning after, Mick Aussie's going to join us. Joe Lisi, let's talk some NFL football.
Let's do it.
Michelle Serpico's weather report coming up soon as well. I'm looking forward to that as we prepare to make our picks for the big games. We'll get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame nominees as well.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boom. Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Morning After continues on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Moretti, Corey Parson, Michelle Serpico. In the house, it's Thanksgiving week.
Yay.
Bears and Lions. Important football game. Suddenly the Lions are, not suddenly dead, we should state. But Chicago Bears, we're going to get to the bottom of the Chicago Bear quarterback situation. I saw Chase Daniel trending on Twitter yesterday. And the reason Chase Daniel's trending on Twitter, there was some talk that Mitch Trubisky would not play in this game. Yet, the fact that the number is remaining at 3.5 points right now, I got to believe.
I seen it at 3.
Is it 3?
I don't like it at 3, son.
Well, 3, 3.5.
Three and a half, yeah. I don't like
it. Kind of the same thing. It's a bad spot for the Bears, but really, we got to find out. It's a big difference if it's Trubisky or Chase Daniel.
No doubt. I agree with you 100% on that. But if it is Trubisky.
Chase Daniel doesn't suck, though. It's just he hasn't played in a while.
We don't know that. You got to be careful with quarterbacks that haven't played in a while because
yeah, we saw that with Josh McCown.
We saw that with your boy, Derek Anderson, DA, dun dun. All of a sudden, 3-4 years ago, he was good. Now he might suck.
He hadn't played in a long time.
You know what I'm saying?
He hadn't played in a long time.
Same thing goes for Colt. I'm the number one Colt McCoy supporter. But you know what?
Yeah, but Colt got his feet.
He might suck now.
He got his feet wet last week. That's the difference.
But now you're short week going on the road, even though Texas is not really the road for Colt McCoy.
You know, when we look at that game, the Dallas Cowboy game, it's amazing the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
But Corey, you know, you should know this, but you're biased, so you're blinded. I guess I should speak to Michelle.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Whatever you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm going to speak to Michelle about this. So okay. let me explain you how the Dallas Cowboys work, Michelle.
Yeah.
Remember like a couple of weeks ago when they played Tennessee? No way they lose to Tennessee. They're 4.5-point home favorites.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys are great. Tennessee sucks. Tennessee goes in there and beats them. What happens after that? Front runners and bandwagon jumpers like Corey?
Don't say how about them Cowboys.
No, they come in.
Don't open the show
they
with
give
that.
Up. They give up on the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
They gave up. You the Cowboys fans didn't think they were going to win in Philadelphia.
No, I didn't.
You know, they go to Philadelphia, they win. They go to Atlanta, they win. Now they go back home.
I'm so happy I wasn't here that Monday.
Now they go back home. And Cowboy fans are all like, they're great again.
And I'm not that guy.
No, you're not. But let's say bettors as well, the public.
Yeah.
So now the Cowboys, you see the Cowboys? They beat the Eagles. They beat the Falcons. Let's make them 8-point favorites at home. And now they let people down at home, and then it's the cycle begins again. It's over and over with the Dallas Cowboys. They're one of the worst home favorites in NFL history. They don't win at home. They're 27-31 straight up in the stadium, and now they're laying 7 points.
The play is Dallas in the over.
The problem is
Dallas to win the game in the over.
The problem is the Washington Redskins, they do have offensive line issues. And the Dallas Cowboy defensive line is very active and very good. All right? But I don't know how the Redskins do it. They played with the Texans last week that also have a very good defensive line. I'm a little concerned about Adrian Peterson in a short week, older guy, 33 years old, quick turnaround. But if you look at the numbers, the Dallas Cowboys are just, they're a horrible, horrible, horrible home favorite. But it's rare that these games actually mean something. You know how many, like, useless piece of crap Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day games that I've watched and bet on?
Tell me about it.
Like, I've been betting on football. I started betting on football in 1982. All right? So basically, and I haven't missed much, guys, over the years. Been a lot of Thanksgiving Day games that I've seen, and maybe I can recall like 4 or 5 of them, man, that the Lions were actually relevant.
Yeah.
Or that they weren't like 10-point underdogs, etc. The Lions aren't coming back into this, but if they win this game, they can sort of fool themselves that they are, right? There's a lot of parity, Corey, in the NFL this year. Like,
and
9-7
Lions
could get you into playoffs this year.
I like the Lions. I like the Lions. I like the Lions to cover the number. I don't know if I
just hate Matt Patricia.
I like the number better at 3.5 because 3 sounds like a push to me. But I do like the Lions. If I put money on this game, it would be Detroit Lions.
Dude, though,
getting that 3 points at home.
I lose. I'm tired of losing betting against the Chicago Bears. I've been doing it all the time. I'm tired of doing it.
The thing about this game, Chicago, they make their hay at home. On the road this year, they have 2 victories on the road. Buffalo and Arizona.
Yeah, Nate Peterman played in that game.
Yeah, 2 of the worst teams in the NFL. So now they're going to a team that has a competent quarterback. May not have a competent head coach, but they got a competent quarterback. Kerryon Johnson banged up this week.
Watch your posture, Parson.
Kerryon Johnson banged up this week, but LeGarrette Blount's not a bad replacement. You see what Kenny Galladay is doing?
Kenny Galladay, nice fantasy play, but now he's pricey in DFS. But the thing is, guys.
Oh, we got to talk some DFS for Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. The Chicago Bears are 7-3 straight up. But they're also a very, very robust, robust 7-3 ATS.
Yeah.
I'm not a mathematician like Michelle Serpico is.
No, many people aren't.
But give us the percentage, Michelle.
Say it one more time.
They have played 10 games and they're 7-3. They have covered 7 of 10 games. So therefore they have covered the number
70%
of the time.
Brilliant.
That man.
That's a straight A student.
Dude, you make that
my mom sent the report card yesterday.
No, I gotta be honest. I wasn't praising you. I was praising a 7-3, Michelle.
Oh.
as much as I love you, I'm like, no, I was like, man, not like great, 70%. So they're 7-3 against the spread. They've been covering numbers. And I'll tell you what, though, the Detroit Lions, they might be useless with that slob, Patricia. 4-6. Yeah, like, you know, Trump, Corey, he's good with the nicknames, the insulting nicknames.
The Lions are 6-4 against the spread.
Yeah.
6-4. So they're not money burners either.
Impressive.
They're in the top half.
I'd like to get Trump's nickname for Matt Patricia, though. Like if Patricia ripped him.
Yeah, he fat ass, something like that.
Yeah, he'd be like the slob. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Slob done a horrible job with a 9-7 football team. Sad. Hashtag sad. 4-6. They are 6-4 against the number, though, as you state. I'm taking all the dogs tomorrow. I'm taking all the dogs. And I know people out there, you're going to do betting against the Saints, whatever.
Nah, this is what I'm not going to do, Gabe. I like the Lions. I'm never going to bet against Dallas, right? So I would put mine
on
Cowboys over.
Excuse me. Sorry, Cardi. I'll continue. I didn't mean to cut you off here. But I remember if I told you before, like my researchers are actually like the viewers and listeners.
Nice.
And I've got two of them, Larry and Wawa and Mark O'Leary, old man in Boston. You'll notice whenever we have a question or a statistical, historical issue, like we ask people in the pit, but they're too busy right now.
Yeah, they're working, grinding.
No answer, but thank you, Mark O'Leary.
They're putting the roof on the building.
So it's my bad, and I started to think about it after. I was like, man, I think it's the BCS. So it was in the BCS era. Notre Dame was guaranteed a BCS bowl if they finished in the top 8 of the BCS standings.
That was crazy.
That's wild.
But we're not in the BCS era
so they don't have the deal anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's juice, Corey, isn't
it? That is.
You're not even like top 5, right? They're like, no.
Oh, no.
Like, we're in. If we're in the top 8, we're in. That's like juice, man.
That's a lot right there. Like, you just got to put us in because we're Notre Dame football. Well, you know, but you look at they
got
travel
a bad text
well.
There?
Yeah,
I heard you say, oh, no.
Yeah, uh-huh. A buddy, I just heard of something about it. It's been a rough week as far as some of my friends and health concerns and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I wish all of them the best, especially my man Boogie going through a real tough time right now. But we got Notre Dame in the BCS. So basically, that's a lot of juice, like you say, Gabe. But you got to think, the TV ratings are going to be higher on those games. The attendance on those games are going to be higher. Notre Dame's a big root. See why. I don't like it, though.
Even with this supposed playoff, don't think that brand name comes into
it. Oh, yeah, Alabama last year.
Alabama. That's what I'm saying when people are like about Ohio State. Dude, if Ohio State win, they're getting in. An Ohio State Buckeye team.
Son,
like,
I can't see that.
Yeah, but, dude, the only reason they wouldn't is if somehow they behind the scenes said, F Urban Meyer. They said, we're going to send this guy a message and we're not going
to
reward him.
If they was to win on Saturday and get into the playoff game, that would, out of nowhere? You 10,
God, that's more 10, sick than this Tiger
all
thing.
The way in? No, you got to put Georgia in.
It's more sickening than Tiger.
I agree.
Tiger and Phil. And yeah, you know, the Tiger and Phil thing, what a sham. What a sham. I don't even know. Like,
I want to bet on this thing, though,
I'll be
honest
with you.
Thing.
Tiger should win.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you got to be careful of that. It's a one round of golf, Corey. Anything can freaking happen.
I'm sure they got some good props. Cam can when we wake Cam up, we can ask Cam about some of that.
Cam's not excited about this either.
Oh, really?
No, he
hates gonna bet on it though.
Yeah, Cam bets on dog racing. Right? Like,
oh, yeah, why not?
So let me give you some numbers here though. We're gonna go on the other side. We got Mick Aussie coming up on the other side. I'm gonna give you some numbers though, as far as the Falcons and Saints, just so you don't think I'm so crazy. Sports Rage Against the Machine, one of the best NFL betting shows in the business, going to be on tonight live at 6 o'clock, Corey.
Oh, you want to do a joint live?
Normally, we do it like 7:30 to tape or whatever. Yeah, we're going to be on 6 o'clock Eastern during Game Time Decisions. The Morning After continues on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle. You know what it is. And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Colt McCoy starting for the Washington Redskins. 7-18 straight up, 8-16-1 as a starter in his National Football League career, including 0-7 straight up and 1-6 against the spread in division games when his team is coming off a loss.
And you're looking at 5-6 years ago, though. Do you remember when Colt McCoy was the Cleveland Brown and they had a Monday, it was either Monday or Thursday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers? And James Harrison knocked his block off.
Yeah, yeah.
He flipped.
Yeah.
He went to the sideline for one play, and they sent him back out. When they sent him back out, you could clearly tell that he was concussed and wobbly.
He was never the
same. Remember his father? His father got real mad at the Cleveland Brown organization after that. I remember that. Because that was like Harrison rocked him. Everybody in the building knew that McCoy was concussed, and the coaching staff sent him right back out the next
play. Colt McCoy really was a great college quarterback, too.
He was legendary.
It wasn't Vince Young. It was tough following Vince Young, but after Vince left, he kept them at that level. Like, they went to the national championship game with Colt McCoy.
I mean,
he
hurt his shoulder. He hurt his shoulder in the national championship game. Gabe, if you remember, Colt McCoy is like Major Applewhite. Like Texas quarterback and legends.
Yeah, yeah. Major Applewhite, horrible coach, though. I was going to say, though, speaking of horrible coaches, Jason Garrett, though, 8-28 against the spread as a home favorite.
Jesus.
Yeah, including 1-8 against the spread if favored by 7 or more points.
Listen, I would not.
Bro, he's covered once, he's covered. Let's bring Mick
in. I'm not laying the Cowboys.
Mick Aussie joins us. MickAussie.com. What's up, Mick?
Hey, Gabe and boys. Hey, just on Colt McCoy, mate. He's got talent, but that was disgusting when his dad pulled him out of that bowl game because of his shoulder, because it might ruin his draft stock. I was disgusted. That Colt McCoy should have gone back in and helped his mates. His shoulder wasn't
you know,
that
Corey,
bad. Anyway, yeah.
Mick's one of these. You think Canadians are bad. Mick's one of these old school Aussies. Like, everyone's soft. You know what I mean?
Hey, Mick. Mick, I'm not trying to get in your business, Mick. You know what I'm saying? But it sounds like you've been drinking.
Well, he always sounds like this.
No, mate, I'm up here in the freezing cold. It's with a bit of a flu and cold bugs going around. My girlfriend's totally lost her voice. But, yeah, I'm okay, so I've got to talk a little bit slower just for Michelle because I got a cold as well. But I'll be ready, mate.
My man.
We're drinking tomorrow night, first night of the Grey Cup. So I'm fired up and I'll be fit for that, boys.
All right, so the Grey Cup's on Sunday and you're going to start drinking tomorrow for it on Thursday? So, Mick.
I used to start Thursday morning and watch all the NFL games, but now I'm going to try and be a bit better behaved this year. But, yeah, it's 4 or 5 days and nights of craziness. As you know, Gabe, you've been to quite a few. There's so many parties, lots of bands playing, but the team parties are the best. The Edmonton always has the spirit of Edmonton's always the best party.
You're going to like this, Corey. Great Cup week.
Around. Yeah.
It's like a party in the city.
Yeah.
But the teams, they have like a free breakfast.
Oh, that's cool.
The Calgary Stampeders have a free pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's like they serve free pancakes and you just get wasted.
Really?
It's like a reason, like everyone's there to drink all day.
That sounds cool.
Dude, there's like horses in the hotel and bands. Corey said he called the Canadian Football League the crappy football league.
The crappy football league, Mick.
Tell Corey and everyone out there that's never watched a CFL that are ignorant why they should watch the Grey Cup on Sunday.
Oh, mate, first of all, Corey, we call the NFL the No Fun League. That's our nickname. But no, I love the NFL. I love the NFL. Canadian football is amazing, Corey. There's several differences, but there's a lot of great players that have come up here that haven't made it from the NFL.
Warren Moon.
There's really good players that have made it down the NFL. Including Cameron Wake is probably the best known one right now. We got Jeff Garcia and Doug Flutie, of course, and Warren Moon. So there's a lot of very good players up here. And some of the wide receivers up here, They only just miss the NFL, then they get another chance. Like this Stampeder guy, Eric Rogers, scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday. He was at the 49ers, but he stuffed his knee up. So he could well be playing for 49ers right now.
All right, so let's set the table here for the game. And once again, the Calgary Stampeders make it back. Calgary Stampeders, they're like the Atlanta Braves, guy. Like, the Calgary Stampeders make it to the Grey Cup more than any other team in the CFL, but they always choke all the time. So, like, it's like every year they have a great regular season, and then they lose in the championship game. This year they didn't have a great regular season. They had a good regular season. I don't see them choking. I was at the Grey Cup a couple of years ago when Ottawa played against Calgary, and I remember Calgary were 9-point favorites. I took Ottawa plus the points. I took Ottawa on the money line, and I took the over, and I won all my bets. But I think Calgary beats them this time. What's the weather like in Edmonton? What's the weather going to be like, Mick? And what's your take? The Calgary Stampeders are 4.5-point favorites.
Oh, mate, it's going to be fantastic for this time of year. It's going to be -6 Celsius on game day. That's pretty good. Could easily have been -20. That would have been damn cold sitting there in the no roof, magnificent 55,000 seat Commonwealth Stadium. Yes, I think the Stampeders will win. But hey, mate, like you said, they're chokers. They're chicken chokers. They've been huge favourites the last 2 years. They're arrogant, mate. The players are arrogant. I do like their quarterback, Bo Levi Jeans Mitchell. I do like him. But, yeah, he's been a bit rough in the big game. You would think the Stampeders would win. But, hey, they're choking the chicken, mate. They're chicken chokers. And I hope that they are three-peat runners-up. I'm going for the Red Blacks, mate. I'm not a big fan of Calgary.
That's funny, but I know, but you're kind of torn because I know you hate the city of Ottawa. Well, you're not a fan of the city of Ottawa, and you hate the Calgary Stampeders. You're not banned from Stampeder games, but you guys are going to like this. And we don't hear the choke the chicken reference on this station and show too often, do we, Michelle?
No. Yeah. I don't even know what that
choking
means.
Choking the old, you don't know what it means.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's ex Bob from Vermont when he
calls.
All
right, yeah, Bob in Vermont chokes some chickens. So what did you do to Calgary? So get this, Corey, you're going to like this. The Calgary Stampeders football team, outside their stadium, they're sort of like a hill. And people used to stand on the grass on the hill and not pay to go in.
Well, and watch the joint, right?
Yeah, but it was sort of like a local thing. And, you know, you can't, you know, it wasn't a million people doing it. So they put trees up. Like they planted trees to block the view. And what did you do, Mick?
Oh, no, there was trees up there, but they kind of blocked the view a bit, so I had a bit of a joke with a few fellas, and I'm not going to admit total guilt, but yeah, someone cut the tree down, so then
someone went all Crocodile Dundee and cut the tree down,
give my knife,
and the
mate.
Calgary Stampeders weren't too happy about it.
Give me my knife, mate.
I like how Mick, we all know it's you, right? Dude. You're not going to be the commissioner of the CFL. Like, you're acting like somehow, like, you don't want to admit it. Just admit it. You cut the tree down.
Okay, well, then I cleared off to Vancouver for 2 years. Then I came back to Calgary. I got good mates with the guys that had the tailgate right there that had the view. So my mate Boozhound is one of my best mates. And I finally told him. I said, oh, yeah, well, I think I'm responsible for this, mate. And he's one of my best buddies now. They had a great tailgate party.
People want, you know, I actually want to know, Mick, as an Australian, is the Outback Steakhouse any good?
Oh, they got the onion.
We always hear the shrimp's on the barbie.
The onion, they got the blooming onions. Those are good.
Have you ever been to an Outback Steakhouse, Mick?
Yeah, but they're closed up here in Edmonton. But, hey, the economy's not great up here, but things are good. But, yeah, they got good steaks. I know your buddy T-Bone down there loves it, and, yeah, the shrimp on the barbie, that's a false statement. We don't use that in Australia, but you guys have...
You don't like Foster's either, right? You don't like Foster's beer.
There's a lot of fake stuff.
Yeah, Foster's did a great job marketing. The beer's better here, mate. But anyway, I don't dislike...
I feel like you would know, Mick.
he knows beer. All right, listen, Mick, we've only got a couple of minutes here, so... Give us a final score prediction for the Grey Cup, and we'll get your NFL picks before we get you out of here. What's your Grey Cup score here?
All right. I hate to say it. I hope I'm wrong. Stampeders 28, Red Blacks 25, so probably just under the number. Might be snowing a bit. But big news that Jonathan Rose got suspended for a game. He pushed the referee, mate. He should be out for a long time. So let's hope the CFL stand by it and don't let Jonathan Rose, the red-black defensive guy, play in the Grey Cup, because that was pretty bad what he did. He really pushed the referee really bad, mate.
All right, so listen, Mick, we've got a minute or two here. Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Bears are -3. Who you got?
Oh, I've got to go to the Bears.
All right, Redskins and Cowboys. Cowboys are -7. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the Redskins might cover that one. Cowboys to win, though.
Saints and Falcons. Saints are -13-point favorites.
Oh, that's a lot at Falcons. I know it's indoor. Saints are killing it. I'm still a bit of a fan of the Falcons. I think they got injuries, though, but I think the Saints will win. Falcons just to cover. What about those Broncos? They beating those surfer guys out there, and they're in LA now. Great win by the Broncos, mate.
Big win for the Broncos, Mick. So I tell you what, I see a lot of people actually like the Broncos +3 this week.
I like the Broncos a lot this week.
I understand the reasoning that it's Pittsburgh a trap. What's your prediction, Mick, between the Broncos and the Steelers? And Mick is a Denver Bronco fan. What's your prediction?
Oh, it's in Steeltown.
It's in Denver.
Dirty, rotten Steelers, as you know, but it's hard to go against them. Let's say Steelers just to win, Broncos to cover, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope those Broncos win. And that little Lindsay, the running back, mate, he's got to be a chance for Rookie of the Year in the NFL. He's our best player.
He's having
mate.
A good season, but I don't know if he's going to be the Rookie of the Year, Aussie.
Who is the rookie?
Rookie of the Year.
It's Mahomes.
Saquon Barkley.
I would say Saquon.
Mahomes is a second-year player. Saquon Barkley.
Oh, that's right.
What am I saying?
Yeah, it's first-year starter. Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
He deserves it.
I keep forgetting Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes were around last year. He only played one game, though, right?
Started one game. Week 17.
How is Ben Simmons still eligible? Like, every year, Ben Simmons is rookie of the year.
The NBA is different.
Ben Simmons is eligible rookie of the year again this year.
Where's Todd Gurley?
Well, McGurley's played 5 years.
Thanks, Mick Aussie. All right, we're going to get to NFL football. Our chief meteorologist, Michelle Serpico, joins us in studio as we send it to the Fantasy Sports Network weather desk for an NFL Week 12 weather check.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle. You know what it is. And plenty more. Boom! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Hey. Check, check. Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Try DailyRoto.com for free for this Thanksgiving. That's right. Free advice from fantasy millionaires. Free daily fantasy projections. Free access to everything you need to dominate DFS this Thanksgiving. Don't be a turkey. Head on over to DailyRoto.com. Promo code TGI18. Get your turkey day lineups together.
How much?
It's free. F-R-E-E. Three for free.
And how much is this free?
Free.
Nothing's free, Corey.
Nothing's free.
Nothing in life is free.
See, that's a promo. Nothing's free. That's right. You'd be an idiot not to sign up. You'd be at a competitive disadvantage. If you want to win a DFS, go over to DailyRoto.com. And if you're betting on the NFL, then clearly you need to know the weather. We need to know the weather.
You need to know the weather. You need to know the wind. Remember for the kicks.
That's right, for the kicks.
And
that's right. Like we see the kick again. It's pretty good. You're the punt, Michelle Serber.
Put that leg up there.
Yeah. She could be a Rockette.
I could be a Rockette.
It could be a Rockette. All right, so we send it over to the Fantasy Sports Network weather desk and our chief meteorologist, Michelle Serpico. What's up, Michelle?
Good morning, guys. So good Thanksgiving morning. Day, it looks Shelley. Like we have two dome games and one not dome game.
All right.
So the first dome game is the Bear at Lions. Lions,
Detroit.
Detroit, but what's the nickname? Motown.
Motown, very
Motown.
Good.
Yeah. So, in the state of Michigan. Motown,
the Motor City.
Yes.
Yeah, include the city names if you can't like that. Yeah.
Okay, Redskins at Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
That I hate. Anyway, partly cloudy, 60 degrees at winds out of the southwest, 8 miles per hour. So that's pretty fast.
8 miles per hour is not that bad.
Now, that doesn't affect the it sounds fast in real life, like, ooh, 8 miles an hour coming at you.
But
no, football, it's got to be in the then we get up to 20s. The 18 to 20s range.
Okay. So next dome game, Falcons at Saints, and that is New Orleans, Louisiana.
Weather's always nice down there.
The little panhandle.
Yes, the little panhandle.
I taught you guys about panhandles last week.
Yes, you did. Gabe has a Nigerian panhandle.
You've taught men all around the world, Michelle, about panhandles on this program.
Oh man!
And let's go through it here too. Which city we want to party in the most? So far, Motown's good, but it's kind of cold.
Too cold.
Like, wouldn't it be cool? If we were in New Orleans, like on Bourbon Street right now, just all wasted.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
I heard it's going to be really warm in you know, I always love Florida, so I heard maybe like Tampa Bay or
that'd be cool. Tampa Bay,
Miami.
Tampa. They got Pirates down there. Yeah. Okay, so
now Sunday. So that's all the games for Thanksgiving. So
okay,
now Sunday.
So now this is where it gets real now, because weather could come into play here. All right.
So now we have the Browns at the Bengals. The Bengals are Cincinnati.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. You know, what's the nickname for Cincinnati? It's not very sexy, right?
Cincy?
The Queen City.
Charlotte's the Queen City, Gabe.
It's funny, too, because so is Buffalo.
It's three Queen Cities?
Yeah, Buffalo called himself the Queen City, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So anyway, it's clear, 51 degrees at kickoff, winds out of the southwest, again, 8 miles per hour, which,
Much of an impact.
Yeah, according to you, is not that fast.
Not much
of an
impact.
So then you have the Seahawks at the Panthers, right here. Panthers. I always get the Cats confused.
I get the Pussycats confused, too. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry.
So does Don Lemon. All right, sorry.
Well, that one, clear, 52 degrees.
I'm sorry, that Don Lemon story is just too good. I can't stop thinking about Don Lemon.
Clear, 52 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the southwest really slow at 2 miles per hour.
That's a good game, Michelle. Seattle and Carolina. What do you think? Russell Wilson or Cam Newton?
Russell Wilson. Then we
you
have...
You don't like Cam Newton. That's
no,
why.
I don't.
You're
I like
biased.
Wilson. What's your problem with Cam Newton?
I think he's annoying. I think he's. I just. I think
you don't like
annoying.
When he does the Superman stuff.
And he's not the Superman. So anyway, then we have the Jaguars again. My boyfriend number two at Bills, Buffalo Bills Mafia, Gabe's team.
That's right.
And you know, mostly course, cloudy.
Blake Bortles better watch out, because you know what Buffalo Bill fans like to throw on the field.
Dildos.
You know what?
That was only a Patriot fan.
Yeah. You don't want Blake Catchwood.
No, you're right. I set you up on that one. It's true. It's only that's what we throw at Tom Brady.
Oh right, okay. Yes, but, I don't think they have beef with Blake. I don't know who could have beef with Blake. I mean, just look at him. No, I'm kidding.
I'll tell you, no one can have a beef with Blake Bortles. Jag fan.
Oh well, yeah, Jag fan. That's true. That is very true. So anyway, mostly cloudy, 44 degrees, winds.
Yeah, what about the wind there?
The wind.
I like you got your
3 miles per hour.
Three.
Three.
Wow.
So that's really slow.
And don't tell me global warming doesn't exist, Corey. Like, we're going to the set
in
Buffalo.
In November, yeah, it's
in
crazy.
Buffalo, 3 miles an hour. Like, I like the mic. I got you do the
I
show
don't.
With this mic.
It's too skinny.
No, it's like...
you need something a little more girth?
Yeah.
It's like the Bob Barker. It's the Bob Barker mic.
She need a little wider microphone, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
I feel like my hands are too big for it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to... Never mind.
So what do you say? Need a BBM.
Then we have the Raiders at the Ravens, Baltimore. That is... Oh, it's going to drizzle. That's not cool. Girls wear hats.
That's not cool.
Yeah, girls
anyway, 51. Yeah, you don't want to get your hair to get ruined. 51 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the northeast, 6 miles per hour. That's like medium.
No, that's minimal.
Okay, minimal still. So then you have the Dolphins at the Colts. Indian. I got this wrong last week. I said Indiana was here.
It's yeah,
here,
it's right there.
Thank you for labeling it for me, because it's
well, you were listen. You got the border
area,
state.
Yeah,
I'm not holding against you.
Not everybody can be like me and just rattle off all the names.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm rattling off names. Mr. Like thinks Angela Merkel's a WNBA player.
So anyway, that's in a dome. And so anyway, then you have the 49ers at the Buccaneers. That's Tampa Bay. This is where this is gonna
so
be.
So that's where you like, if out of all these games so far, where do you want to go this week?
I want to go to Tampa Bay, and they have, don't they have the best strip clubs too?
I've heard they got some good style out there.
Did you know?
I wouldn't say the best though.
They're no,
they
I
have
wouldn't
the
say,
most.
Atlanta is right up there.
Yeah.
But you know what about Tampa Bay? They have more strip clubs than churches.
That's what it was. They have the most.
There's more strip clubs than churches. Huh. Tampa Bay's pretty cool. They like to get drunk. Yeah. It's like the home of the Pirates, like the Buccaneers. Like that's their, in like in the old days, the Jolly Rancher and all that stuff. Like Pirates used to jack each other in the water out there for real in that area.
So there's a lot of alligators out there too.
They're very, very into football.
Yes.
They love heavy metal.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's like the birthplace of like that Cookie Monster.
I didn't know that.
That metal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, they tap up big into metal.
Okay.
Wow.
And more strip clubs per square foot than any town in America.
Nice. Go Tampa.
Okay,
you tell me a better place than Tampa.
Nice. Sound like a nice vacation destination.
Sounds like a nice retirement
destination. 77 degrees.
Yeah. That's nice, too.
Mostly cloudy, even with clouds. Kickoff winds out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. Then we have the Giants at the Eagles.
Yay. Ooh, Joe, it's a big game. Giants and Eagles.
Overcast. Disappointments. Yeah, disappointments. 51 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the east.
So the Eagles.
Northeast, 10 miles per hour. That's fast.
No.
What's fast?
It's like 20, 25.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we'll use that instead of, I like fast winds. I believe the term would be, in the meteorologist world, heavy winds.
Interesting.
Oh, it doesn't say this on my sheet.
No, it doesn't.
But anyway, then you have the Patriots and the Jets.
The Giants and the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles score are 6-point favorites in this game.
No, I would take
both teams are hard to trust here, but I'm actually leaning with my boy Eli. And what did I say all year about Eli? Hang in there. Eli's going to get it done. Eli's a resilient guy, and he's going to turn it around.
I would lay the six in Philadelphia, but more than likely, I'll lead the game on the board.
I don't trust either of these teams, but I am leaning with the Giants a little bit just because I think, Michelle, your Eagles are that.
Are a disappointment.
Could you trust these guys right now?
No. Not at all. I'm going with the Giants, too. I'll be honest. I just witnessed their last home game loss. Cowboys. Anyway.
She's still disgusted.
Yeah, I'm still disgusted. So then Patriots at Jets. Again, best state in the world.
That's right up there. Uh-huh.
New Jersey, you know. Overcast, 51 degrees at kickoff.
You really are proud, too. Eh?
I am a Jersey girl.
Best state in the world.
Loud and proud.
Yeah, nah, she's a Jersey girl.
Jersey's
yeah.
good, but is it the best state in America, Corey?
Yeah. Name a better one.
I wouldn't, New York. I wouldn't go that far.
I've got to say California's in the running.
No.
They're little nut jobs.
Yeah.
I'm partial to Nevada myself.
Definitely not Nevada.
What's your problem with Nevada?
I'm an East Coast girl.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. Let them know, Michelle.
Yeah, I know you have been to Vegas, too. What'd you think of Vegas?
I was times. Drunk most of the time I was there, but...
that's good, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just
and that's different
thing.
Than any time you're here?
True. But it's just... It's the
so you weren't
thing.
Blown away by like, oh...
No. What, casinos, clubs? Like, I don't really like clubs that much, and I don't...
Takes a lot to impress Michelle Serpico.
No, actually, that's the thing. A
couple
it's
of bright
opposite.
Lights. Yeah, yeah. You're
opposite.
Not. Yeah, you don't like
I'm
the fake.
Yeah.
You don't like the fake stuff of
Vegas.
Yeah,
no, I don't. I don't. And then it's too slow paced. Like when you go to like buy anything, everyone just takes their time. I'm like, come on.
Oh yeah, no, there's a big difference.
Oh, there's a big difference.
People, us on the East Coast though, we don't realize how psychotically impatient we are.
Yeah, we're very impatient.
Like I snap after 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what I start with, too, is the heavy sighs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normally how Gabe warms up.
Yeah, so I'll go with the sigh.
And then the
explosion. And then about a minute later, I'll sort of start the muttering under my breath. F this, F that. And then about a minute later, it's like, come on, man. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like,
He got to get warmed up to it.
Yeah, I got to
get warmed up to it.
All right, what else? Where are we going?
So then we have the Cardinals at the Chargers.
All right.
That is.
Oh, all the way out on the West Coast. You haven't been out on the West Coast yet here.
But that's not Los Angeles.
That's on me. I sent you an old map. You noticed the Rams are in the middle of the country, too.
The Rams moved back. So, yeah, so that's the
I did
old,
not notice that.
That's the old NFL map. The Chargers are a little bit more further up. They're not in San Diego no more, but still it's an excellent job. But can you
whatever.
You, you know where Los Angeles is, right, Michelle?
It's like a little above that.
Yeah.
Like here?
Yeah, it's in. Yeah, it's so close enough. No problem.
I'm down with that.
So anyway, so mostly cloudy, 74.
I would not have noticed that the Rams helmet is in the state of Missouri still right now.
I had you covered.
All right. We're going to have to move that Raider. Look, I love that the Raiders
are already in Nevada.
No, they are like they are.
They're new. Borderline.
Look, they're in both.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're in both. That's like they're trying to, hook in the people from both states.
Winds out of the southeast 2 miles per hour. Then we have the Steelers at the Broncos. Denver, they throw crazy Halloween parties. Clear. 46 degrees at kickoff.
The cocaine theme Halloween parties. Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
Winds out of the east, northeast 6 miles per hour. Packers at Vikings in the dome. Oh, the Vikings.
All the way up
there.
I
thought it was over there.
There goes the dome.
All the way up there. I'm assuming it's going to be super cold.
There goes the dome.
I'm assuming it's going to be cold because it's like borderline of Canada and that's very north.
Very good call, Michelle.
Good call, Michelle. Nice
call. See, I don't think Corey knew that.
I don't think he did either.
I know that, Gabe.
You knew that Canada was above Minnesota there?
Yeah. We were talking about that this morning.
What city is right across there?
St. Paul.
They play it? No, not across from Minnesota. I'm talking across in Canada.
Oh, in Canada.
They play in the NHL.
Oh, Montreal.
They're actually Viking fans.
That's not Montreal.
No. Montreal.
Vancouver, Canucks?
No, that's not the Canucks.
No, Vancouver would be way out here.
That's Edmonton.
Do you know where Montreal is?
I thought it was right there.
Right where? Like
above Minnesota, like here.
No, Montreal.
This is Toronto, right?
Yeah, Montreal is.
No, Montreal's here.
No, Montreal.
Montreal
is
literally like
side.
4.5 hours from where you're standing right now.
Okay,
it's
I've
that
driven
close.
There before. Right, and it's you go up New York, right?
Yeah, it's that
you
close.
You go through Buffalo.
Then Toronto is...
Toronto's near Buffalo. Montreal is
not.
Oh, is
so
not.
It's Montreal. Okay, so they're near each other. Vancouver, yeah, you're right. It's all the way
over
there.
No, Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Jets, not the Canucks. The Jets, even though the Canucks are playing good hockey. The Winnipeg Jets, the city of Winnipeg, Corey, they're all like they're... They air Viking games.
Oh, they're Buffalo Bill fans.
No, it's like Seattle.
Yeah.
When Seattle won the Super Bowl... They had a parade in Vancouver.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, they did the parade in Seattle, and then the next day they went to Vancouver to say thank you. Yeah, I know. The team.
Okay.
They did a real
up.
Super Bowl parade. The
that's
city.
What's up.
It's like Toronto or Bills fans, but the Bills suck, so I don't even think people in Toronto want them anymore.
I don't blame them.
And then Monday night, Titans at Texans, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees at kickoff, winds out of the north 6 miles per hour.
Texans, the dome.
I like the Titans off the points in there.
No, Reliant Stadium, my bad.
Michelle Serpico, great job, Michelle.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The morning after continues.
Let's go.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Oh, you
very welcome.
Get the you said something just now before, as we were getting ready to go come back from the break. You may have to get the bad take sounder ready.
All right, well let's wait till the segment starts.
All right.
Let's wait till the segment starts here. Well, I gotta jump in. What are you so upset about?
What bad take did I have, Bones? Turn your mic on.
For you, you're gonna bad take yourself?
No, Gabe had a bad take just now.
I thought that was reserved for you.
I was going to get into the NFL.
Champ Bailey.
The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame class.
One of the best cornerbacks to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's not one of the best.
Yes, he is, Gabe. Yes,
we had Sam Gardens sitting in studio with us. He said he thinks that the Chris Harris is better than him.
Sam Gardens might be hating. You know
Sam Garns was the Denver Bronco defensive back coach.
He might be hating.
He was the Denver Bronco defensive. Listen,
Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey was older when Sam Garns was there. Gabe, Champ Bailey in his prime, Gabe, was the best cornerback in the NFL easily.
He's no slam dunk to be a Hall of Famer.
No,
bro.
I think so. I disagree. I think so.
I don't know.
Deion's in the top. Deion's obviously one of the great ones too, but Deion never tackled anybody.
All right, so we're gonna get into this. So the Pro Football Hall of Fame started out with 103 candidates for the class of 2019. The list has been trimmed down to 25 semifinalists. So basically, they got to go now. They take it from 25 semifinalists down to 15. And then the final 15, upwards, 8 guys can get inducted. It's the max. Minimum of 4, maximum of 8 out of the 15. So the Hall of Fame semifinalist is loaded with players who are eligible for the first time, including cornerback Champ Bailey, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and safety Ed Reed.
All right, so you got three first ballot guys. Champ Bailey, Ed Reed,
Champ
and Tony
Bailey
Gonzalez.
Won't be a first ballot Hall of Fame.
All right, we'll see. We'll have this conversation.
I'll bet you right now if you
we'll
want.
Have this conversation. I owe you $5 now.
Yeah, we can add it on to the bet.
You can go double or nothing.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, I'm aware of what your salary is, so we'll make it another
$5. Yeah, exactly.
Another $5 bet.
No. Champ, first ballot. Ed Reed, first ballot.
He won't be.
Okay, so let's agree that Tony Gonzalez and Ed Reed are first ballot.
I'll say Tony Gonzalez is first ballot.
Ed Reed? The man behind the Baltimore Ravens defense, the rock of that defense.
I'm not the one that votes, bro. These
hey,
guys
you
are
cannot
jerks.
Discredit
they
Ed Reed. Ed Reed is the
they
man.
They don't put everybody in the first year.
Ed Reed is the man, Gabe. Ed Reed's more important in that offense than Ray Lewis was. That
Ed
defense.
Reed's a great player, but he won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Who's talking to my ear right now while I'm talking? Who's
it's
doing
me,
this?
Gabe. Ed Reed's first ballot.